So anyways, I wanted to just see how you're all doing with shattering your inner glass ceilings and going to your next level.
Okay.
And so I wanted to spend some time just giving you some mentoring moments here and just some meditations that I've had over this last week. And I just finished coming out of the studio. We spent the whole day today doing five television programs, basically on the subject of blessing or curse, like life or death. How do we walk through the hurdles and the obstacles of life that come in and keep us bound? And so we used Deuteronomy 30, which I think I might have shared a bit of that last time with you. But in Deuteronomy 30, God is saying basically, I'm putting life and death before you, blessing and curse, prosperity and adversity, and I want you to choose life. I want you to choose that blessing realm. I want you to choose to live in that God realm. And as we see in the very beginning, God created us to be free, to be blessed, to soar, to live in the environment that he created in his glory. So when he said, let there be light, that light was released through the glory of God, and it was just free to fill the whole realm that God spoke it into. And so all of creation was built that way. It was just with the glory of God, the love of God, the essence of God filling everything. And of course, in God is complete freedom. There's no cap on what we can do. He says all things are possible in him. There's nothing impossible. So that is the realm that God wants us to live in. But in that garden, he put man, he created man, and he put man in the garden and said, you can enjoy this garden and you can eat off of any tree in this garden. There's only one tree that I don't want you to eat from, and that is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so he gave them that warning and said, if you eat from that tree, from the time that you eat of it, you will surely die. In other words, instead of being blessed and soaring and moving forward into the fullness of all that God has for you, instead of that, you're going to wither, because that tree is what, the effect of that tree will be such that you will die, you will wither, you will not prosper, you will not be blessed, you'll come under curse instead. So when we see in Deuteronomy 30, where God's saying, choose life, choose blessing, choose prosperity, choose his goodness, he says, I'm putting this choice before you. And basically, it is to come into complete alignment with him and his word. So there's two aspects that we have been meditating on for the last couple of weeks as our team has come together, that we are thinking upon it every day and just training our minds and our words to come into alignment with God. And it's amazing because there's two principles for living in that realm of abundance, two keys that will help us tremendously if we not only understand it in our minds, but we actually live it out in our life. And the first key is our thoughts. In fact, the battlefield is in our mind. You know that we are a three-part being. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we have a body. Your spirit is the part of you that houses God and God's nature in you. And that aspect is perfect. That part of you is perfect in Christ. All the blessings of Christ, the purity of Christ, the wisdom of Christ is already in you. The mind of Christ is in your spirit man. And then you have your physical body, which will manifest things in the physical realm. The choices you make are usually executed through your body. But the thing that controls what you give yourself to is what's called the soul. And that is your mind, your will, or your choice, and your emotions. And your soul is like the seat, really, of who you are. It is the pivotal point, because it is with your soul that you choose. And your mind, which is your thoughts, your imaginations, and that, it actually controls your physical body. Your mind controls the brain. The brain doesn't control the mind. The mind controls the brain. And so if you're thinking, for example, if you think in your mind, oh, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I can never lose weight, then your brain is going to be affected by those thoughts that you've chosen, and it will actually produce a reaction in the neurons that will send an impulse to your endocrine system and to other areas of your body that will lock your body into behaving the way that you've chosen your soul. And so it's one of the areas that can put a ceiling in your life, and it can go with anything. It could be like with physical health, strength. Like if you were to believe in your thoughts that you are weak in muscle tone, like I'll give you an example, is that I've always thought that I had weak muscles, because when people would ask me to do a push-up, I'd say, oh, I can't do a push-up, my muscles are weak. And so in my mind, all along, I was thinking, my muscles are weak. So guess what? When I try to do a push-up, it is hard to do a push-up, because my brain took the thoughts that I came into agreement with, and my brain started releasing those impulses to my muscles, and so they didn't get strong. But the good news is that we can break that ceiling. So just to use an example of the push-ups with you, is that I actually was down in Mexico at the time years ago, and people were laughing at me, some of our team members, because I tried to do a push-up and I couldn't. I said, I told you I've got weak muscles. And then afterwards I thought, you know what? I'm going to prove to them that I can do it. And I changed my thinking. I thought, I'm going to work to do 20 push-ups. I'm going to do it. I can do it. I'm going to do this. And I resolved in my mind that I could do it. And every day I got up and I practiced. And then one night when they were having push-up contests, I said, well, let me have a round of that. And they started laughing. They said, oh, yeah, you know, last time you couldn't even do half a push-up and you fell to the floor because your muscles are so weak. And I said, well, no more. My muscles are strong and I can do some push-ups. So they didn't believe it because they didn't know I'd been practicing. And, of course, I changed my thinking about it. And sure enough, I did 20 push-ups with no problem at all. But it started in the mind, and then the brain picks up those impulses and goes and tells your body that you can do this, you can do this, you can do it. So everything works together in your body to fulfill what your mind has chosen. It's absolutely amazing, and science has proven this process as well. They used to think that the brain controlled the mind, but they're learning now through many experiments and testings and stuff that the mind actually controls the brain, which controls the body. And that is biblical. It says in Proverbs, as a man thinks, so is he. And so it's really important. If we're going to break through barriers in our life, if we're going to crash through that inner glass ceiling, it is going to start with our mind, and I can't emphasize that enough. Even with ministry opportunity, like let's say, for example, that you wanted to become proficient in the prophetic, but you say in your mind, I can't become proficient in the prophetic because I don't have a mentor. I don't have anyone to teach me, so I can't do it. Do you know that because you think that in your mind, you have just created a ceiling, and you will not become proficient in the prophetic. You have put the cap because you have chosen death. You have chosen to eat off the wrong tree. But God says you can do all things through him who strengthens you. So you could, in your mind, come into agreement with God and say, I can prophesy. In fact, you say right in your word, all can prophesy. 1 Corinthians 14, all can prophesy, and that means me. And I'm going to prophesy, and I'm going to become excellent in the prophetic. And if you think that in your mind will tell your brain will prepare your body to fulfill the will of God, and you will become proficient in the prophetic. And then if you take it the next step further and start speaking it with your mouth start speaking words. It says in James 3 that, and it uses the example of a horse with a bit in its mouth. It says you can put a bit in a horse's mouth, and if you do that, you can control its entire body. You can make it move where you want it to. It talks also about the example of a rudder being able to steer a whole ship, that even though it's just a little tiny part, it can direct the whole course of a large ship. And so it is, it says, with the tongue, even though it's a very small member, it can set on fire the course of your life. In other words, the words you speak determine the course of your life. So if we look at the ceilings that we have in our life, how much of the ceiling that we have is because we have decreed it? We've said, I can't grow in the prophetic. I've got no one to mentor me. I'm not favored. I'll never be able to do that job. I'll never do that. I'll never do that. And so we actually cap ourselves with a ceiling that we could actually break through if we position ourselves properly to come into alignment with what God's word says, where he says, choose life, choose blessing, choose prosperity, choose success, because that is the realm that God lives in. And it starts, first of all, in the mind, in your thoughts, and also in the words that you speak. So those are two keys that will help you break through your inner glass ceiling. Now, it was a couple of years ago, I was in a conference, and there was a speaker at the conference who was a sports psychologist. And they were sharing about how when professional athletes go out to play, that before they ever exercise their physical body, they position their minds. They position themselves mentally before they exercise their physical body. Then they exercise their physical body, and then before the game, before they play, the last thing that they do is position themselves mentally to win. And their coaches will drive that in, because the mind determines the breaking of the barrier. And so this sports psychologist said that they will train, for example, and say, now think of what it would feel like. Are you a Superman? Are you a powerful person? Are you a winner? Are you a champion? And they'll ask for responses. Start thinking like a champion. And they'll actually give them body postures. Like, for example, maybe put their arms up like, I'm a champion, yay. Because if they can use their body to posture like a champion, like with their arms up in the air like they've just won a race, then psychologically their mind will begin to feel like a champion. And if they can get their mind to think like a champion and to speak like a champion, then they will be a champion. And you first win your race, your game, whatever it is, you win it in the mind first. It's the same with musicians and singers. I was watching a talent competition the other night, and I was watching the coaching techniques that they were using, and they were saying, yes, if you dream about it and think about it, you can actually reach that note. In your mind, reach that note. If you can reach it in your mind, you will be able to sing it. And so there you go again. The mind chooses, starts to see yourself reaching that note, then it affects the brain, and the brain makes the body work to fulfill that note. And so it is in the spirit as well. And so one of your greatest keys in breaking through your inner glass ceiling is to watch over your thoughts. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5, it talks about these spiritual weapons that we've been given to go through an exercise which I call capture and cast down. So when you find yourself speaking a self-restricting thought, like I can't do it, or I can't break through the ceiling, I can't go to the next level, I'll never be able to break through, I don't even know how to break through, and you start thinking that, capture those thoughts and say, I'm not going to accept those thoughts, I'm going to cast them down, and then replace them intentionally with thoughts that will align with God's blessing. And as you do that, you will break through your glass ceiling. So those are two important keys that I can give you tonight. And I don't think we can hear it enough, because we can say, yes, I agree with it. But unless we hear it over and over again and then practice changing our thinking and our talking, then we will lose sight of it. Now, just to show you the power of words and thought, we've been doing a lot of study on this and going into the internet and finding different articles and scientific papers on it. But one of the ones that I find fascinating, and I've observed about 12 different examples of this now on the internet. Some of them are housewives, some of them are business people, students, scientists, whatever. They're all different kinds of people, even children. It's called the rice experiment. And so what this experiment is that you cook a pot of rice, and out of the same pot of white rice, you take some and you put it into a glass container and seal the glass container. On that container, you label it with the word love. Then out of the same pot, you take another glass container and you fill it with rice and seal it. And on that glass container, you put hate. You put them on your counter at about 30 centimeters apart from each other. And every day, over the one that's labeled love, you speak love words. You'll say, oh, I love you. You are so beautiful. You are excellent rice. You are just the greatest rice, and I just love you. I think you're awesome. Okay, I know that sounds ridiculous, but anyways, this is the experiment. And then you pick up the hate one, and you speak to it. I hate you. You are ugly rice. You're foolish rice. You're evil rice. I hate you. And you speak hate words and hate emotion over it. Put it down. Every day you do that. Now, every one that I observed, they had different results at different times than that. But it was fascinating to me to see that even as early as 5 days or 7 days, they would start to see a change. Some of them would see a change in the rice that had been spoken evil words over, or saying, I hate you, you're evil, you're wicked rice, you're terrible rice. That mold and discoloration would start to take place in that one compared to the rice that was spoken love over was healthy and white and good to eat. And some of these went on for like 147 days. I think I saw one of them. And it was absolutely fascinating because after 147 days, the rice that had good things spoken over it was still, you know, it looked healthy. It looked white. It looked okay. It didn't have mold on it. But the other was so gross. It was just like, it wasn't, you know, fit for even, you know, an unclean animal. It wasn't fit for anything. It was so full of mold and evil growth and, you know, discoloration and stuff like that. And it just goes to prove how powerful our words are and how we can change and create an environment through the words that we speak. And, of course, our words come from our thought. Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart or your soul, your mouth will speak. And so when we align our thoughts with God and our words with God, we can break through a glass ceiling. So there's a little nugget for you that I hope will refresh you. And what we're going to do now is give you an opportunity to ask questions. And so we're going to put you in a queue for that. If any of you have questions, I'll be able to spend the next 15. And so can you give them the instruction on how to go on the Q&A?
Hit star 6.
Okay, it's star 6. If you push star on your phone and then the number 6, if you want prayer or you want to ask a question or have something specific or a testimony that you want to share, just push star and then 6 and you'll come up and I'll be able to take your call. So if there's anyone that's interested in having some interaction on that call, just go ahead and push star 6 right now. So far, none of you have pushed any star 6. So what I'll do is I'll pray for you. I'll wait another minute just in case there is someone who's trying to figure out pushing the star six and then getting in the queue. But if there's no one that has any questions, I'll just pray for you and decree a blessing over you and release you to have a wonderful evening. There, we've got someone. Yes. Hello?
Mom, can you... Patricia?
Yes.
Hello? Hi, Patricia. Hi. Hold on. I'm just taking lasagna out of the oven really quick. The timer just went off. I apologize.
Okay. Not a problem.
Okay. It's out. Okay.
Oh, it's delicious.
Thank you so much. I have a question on Friday. Actually, it's a prayer request. On Friday, I had a lady call me from Illinois saying that, and I used to be in their Bible study when I lived in Illinois, and every time that my name comes up now, she's saying she has a spirit of discerning, she has a gift of discerning spirit. And every time my name comes up and somebody has a testimony that, you know, I gave them a word and it was right on and it was biblical and it was just, everything was right on and they were encouraged and, you know, everything like that, the hair on the back of her neck would stand up and she would just feel like it was evil instead of good. And so people were just telling her, well, you need to contact Linda and talk to her about it and find out and pray about it and see, you know, what this is all about. So she finally contacted me on Friday, and she said that I had said something like over a year ago that her daughter, that like towards one of her daughters, that they were evil. And I said, oh, my goodness. I said, why would you ever think that? Why would I ever say that? She never even remembered where it came from. Like, she doesn't remember the context of it or anything. And I'm like, okay, this none of it made sense. And so the word, I've been praying about it, and God gave me a word that this woman is offended every time. So that's like her word, that's the word I got. And every time my name comes up, she's offended. And so, you know, I just would like prayer on, you know, because I don't know if I'm going to be talking to her tonight or tomorrow. We're a two-hour time change, and she's got kids, and I've got kids. And so just for prayer to, like, just speak the truth and that the truth be heard, you know. And so sorry, go ahead, Patricia.
No, you go ahead and finish.
I know that I have, you know, I have the gift of, you know, discerning spirits also, and the gift of a seer. So basically it's just, I don't know what it is. I don't know if there's jealousy. I just don't understand, like, where it's really coming from. I mean, obviously it's an attack from the enemy, and I'm not upset with her. I'm praying for her, but I don't want her to associate me, you know, with that thought every time my name comes up, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, a lot of times when, you know, someone has something, you can just listen but put a shield around you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just so that they know that they've been heard. What helps with that is that it gives you keys even for how to pray.
Okay.
But if it is a spirit, and I don't know, okay, if it is
right.
A spirit that she is responding in, which it could be, that she could be bound by something, and I tend to witness about the offense. If it is that, then you have power over that spirit. But
mm-hmm.
it won't, you know, I found it doesn't work to try to reason with a spirit, okay?
Right.
It doesn't work. It just goes worse. So the best thing is just to listen, find out what it is, pray a blessing over them, not the spirit, but over them,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
then go into your prayer closet and bind what might be coming from them. Because if you have had a good track record and people are blessed and they're sharing testimonies of how they've been blessed by your ministry, then that's good fruit, you know. And it's
right.
not to say that we can't grow. I mean, we can always learn from people, and if there's mistakes that we make, of course we need to take responsibility for them and make it right. That's how we do that in humility. But if it's a spirit, this is what I do, is that I decree Isaiah 54:17 over me. I say, no weapon that is formed against me will prosper. And every tongue that accuses me in judgment, I condemn. I don't condemn the person, but I condemn those words that they fall to the ground. Mm-hmm. Because this is my heritage. And it says that my vindication is from the Lord. So I decree, and my vindication is from you. I don't have to self-protect. I don't have to do anything like that. I just receive vindication from you. And when you decree that, it puts a shield around you. Another one I use is out of Zechariah. It says that, Lord, you are a fire around me and that you are glory in the midst of me. Mm-hmm. So that is a protective shield, right? And
okay,
it's really powerful. And that is what can keep you free. And then you can also, it says, whatever you bind on the earth will be bound in heaven. So in prayer, you can bind any destructive words that are coming out against you. You can bind them in the name of Jesus. We're not going to bind up a person, but we can bind up the influence of those words. And we can command them to fall to the ground. Because in 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, it says you have weapons that are not of the flesh, but they're divinely powerful for the pulling down of strongholds. So when you understand that there's an imagination out there or thoughts or words that are raised up against God's will for your life, you can capture those thoughts and cast them down in Jesus' name. So any of those thoughts that she's speaking against you that would hinder you, you can capture those and cast them down.
Mm-hmm.
So Father, in the name of Jesus, I just decree over Linda that you are a fire around her and that you are glory in the midst of her. I thank you, Father, that she is the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against her prospers. Every tongue that's accusing her in judgment, we condemn those words. Those words are not from you. You do not accuse. And I decree over her that her vindication in this is from you, and that she stands in absolute confidence, knowing that every single negative, accusative word is falling to the ground now. We capture them. And we command them to fall to the ground in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And then once you take care of that in the spirit, then you can have confidence. Those things can't hurt you or touch you.
Yeah, everybody that I've given a word to when I was there at that church, and even now it's happening. I mean, when we spoke, she's like, it just happened again yesterday. And she's telling me that my gift is not, you know, from the Lord, and I know my gift is from the Lord because everything lines up, you know, with his word, and it encourages the people, and you know what I mean? It's just, it brings people back to the Lord. I mean, so I know in my heart, you know, I have peace, and I know that it's correct.
Okay.
But, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah,
yeah.
And just remain in the peace, and it would be good if she had some spiritual authority over her to help her through that, you know, so that she could be adjusted. So, but anyways, you're good.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Bless you. Next. Hello.
Hi. It's Lauren.
Hi.
I just wanted to ask if you would pray for me. You know, I'm believing for my complete healing so that I can go to the conference at the end of the month. And, I just wanted you to pray for me.
Absolutely. I'd love to do that, Lauren. You're just so awesome. Father, we just thank you for Lauren. We all join our faith together to just decree over her healing. And Lord, that we believe that she is connected in the spirit to this conference and everything that's going to be given. And even in the natural, I mean, the bottom line is is that it would be by webcast, but we believe that your healing is able to be accelerated to her, that she would even be able to be there in person on the ground. And so, Lord, we come into agreement with her desire, but Lord, we also decree over her right now, as we decree over everyone that's on this call, that God, you plus nothing equals the fulfillment of everything we long for and need. And I pray for Lauren right now. She is such a champion. And I thank you, Lord, that she is so in you and you are so in her. And I pray that even tonight, even right now, that she will feel the glory of your presence around her. And Lord, I thank you that her body is responding to the glory of God. Her body is responding to the promise of God. Her body is on its way to the manifestation, the full manifestation of healing. And we thank you. We thank you for that, and we believe in it in Jesus' name. Oh, I'm excited for you, Lauren. I can feel the glory. Can you feel his glory touch you right now?
I can feel his presence.
Yeah, I can feel it as I prayed. I could feel it. Lauren, I want to share something with you, because last night I took a phone call with Joy Dawson, and I really love Joy Dawson. She's 90 years old now.
Yeah, she's
walked
amazing.
In the fear of the Lord for her whole life, really. And so she was like, she's been in pain for 23 and a half years, so I think she would be able to relate to your journey too. But she's been believing God for the manifestation of healing. And you know, we're all wondering also, okay, God, is there anything we need to know still that would be the key to release her healing? But it just hasn't manifest yet. But she's still in faith, just like you. She's in absolute faith. And she refuses not to be in faith. But she said something to me last night that I want to share with you, because I think it fits awesomely.
Okay.
And she said to me, she said, I am in a great test. I have been in a test of my faith for 23 and a half years with this pain. She hasn't slept through a night in 23 and a half years. She is in pain all the time, but she continues to serve God to the best of her ability. And she says, I've been in this test. And she says, I'm passing the test. I just rejoice in the Lord, and I'm passing the test. And she said, the Bible says that this temporal affliction is producing an eternal weight of glory. And she says, I am ready for my healing to manifest any minute, any second it can manifest. But in the meantime, any time that it doesn't manifest and I have to walk through this test, I am building for eternity, a place in eternity where I will rule and reign with God and be given the blessing of that weight of glory. And I was so impacted by it. It was so real when she said it. And I just want to declare that over you, because, boy, if anyone's passed the test, you have passed test after test. And even the times when you didn't, it's under the blood, so you still did. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as we blow it, we just ask God to forgive us, and then that's out of the way. But I just want to decree over you that your healing can manifest any second, even right now, it can manifest. But if it doesn't manifest in this next second or the next minute or whatever, every moment that you are being tested in the faith, and where the enemy's coming against you and trying to hold you down, that test of faith that you are passing is creating for you an eternal weight of glory. And so I really want you to embrace that and know that it's not over till it's over, and we're fighting with you and believing with you.
Thank you so much. I love you all.
Love you too, Lauren. You're amazing. You're one of our greatest women on the front lines, just going for it. We're so proud of you. Keep up the good work.
Okay, I will.
Okay. God bless you, Lauren. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
I was just thinking about what question to ask, and when you pray for that lady on the prayer shield, my divorce is coming up very quick, and I'm feeling all the intensity of these negative words, and I need prayer for prayer shields and all the scriptures that you have spoken in the sermon. I like that prayer, please.
All right. What is your name?
Cindy.
Cindy. Lord, we just decree together over Cindy that no weapon formed against her prospers. We break the power of every curse word that's coming against her in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that you have created her for blessing. I thank you, Lord, that you are a fire around her, your glory in the midst of her, and her vindication is from you. So we thank you, Lord, that Cindy lives and abides in the blessing, and that your blessing comes upon her and overtakes her. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Patricia.
You're welcome, Cindy. Have a good evening. Well, let me pray for all of you right now as we finish up on this call, because God wants you to live in the fullness of his blessing, the fullness of his glory. And so, Lord, we thank you for your precious daughters who are just accelerating in you. They're moving forward. They're going on with you into new frontiers and just new levels of blessing. And I pray, Lord God, that you would cause them to use these keys to break through any barrier and to see these new realms of your glory and blessing to be made manifest within their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Just before we sign off, I do want to let you know about the Women on the Front Lines World Convention coming up the end of May, May 26th to 28th. It's going to be absolutely astounding. The Lord has shown us that there's going to be birthings and launchings and empowerments and anointings and ordinations in the Spirit. It's just going to be wonderful. So you'll want to be there. I spoke with Joy Dawson last night, and she said that the Lord has given her a word, and every day she just keeps getting more and more added to it from the Lord. And she said it's a very important word, and it's going to shift things in people's lives. And so we're really excited about that. And the different speakers that I've been connecting with, they are so excited about coming, because there's going to be significant movement of the Spirit in these meetings. So you can go on patriciaking.com and find, you know, the Women on the Front Lines tab, and go on there, find out all you can about the event, sign up for it. If you can't be there in person, which is the absolute best, then sign up for the webcast. It's going to be awesome. And either way, you will receive a blessing for sure. And we have lots of other great things coming up over the next summer months as well. So go on patriciaking.com and look at the events section and see. And, of course, I want you to be in prayer about something big, and that's about joining me in Israel the end of February, first part of March in 2017. Register for it now. You just have to put a small down payment down, which you can, you know, get back later if you decide not to go. But put your down payment down, and then just start saving up for it and, you know, just applying it. And before you know, it'll be all paid for. It'll be a life-changing encounter for you to go to Israel. If you've never gone to Israel before, then you need to go. You really will enjoy it. So pray about that. Again, you can see on our website, patriciaking.com, or go directly to Women on the Front Lines. And you can win a trip to Israel as well. On the website, you can purchase a fundraising raffle ticket for $20, which gives you three tries at it. We're going to be drawing the name probably around the end of December, and that person is going to win the trip, which is worth $2,200 of registration, meals, and tour, and accommodation. And you also will get your airfare paid for. Now, if there's any extra money that comes in from the raffle, all the extra money will go towards global outreach and evangelism. And so it's like making a missions offering for $20, but you get the opportunity to maybe win a trip, which is, you know, probably going to be worth $4,000 or $5,000, and it'll be the time of your life. So find out more about that. I'd love to see you in Israel with me. We're having an amazing time. Also, just to let you know that we are launching Seniors on the Frontline this summer, July 29th and 30th. Again, you can find out more about that on patriciaking.com on the events section, and would love to have you join us for that. So God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. I believe that God's going to anoint you and empower you tonight, not only in whatever activities you're going to do, but also in your dreams. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll see you. God bless.